You are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair on RLM Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, God damn it!
Get the point.
Good. Enough?
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
And now, your host, Grammy.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, everybody, and guess what? Man, reading the chat, you guys, you make it really hard, you know that, don't you? Oh, Lord Almighty. You're listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 10. Also on the RLM Spreaker channel, the RLM TuneIn radio station, the RLM Internet radio station, the RLM Radio.xyz site, and lots of other RLM Now see, there's a brain worm that you're going to be stuck with. Oh, you guys are picking on my choice of music. I'll have you know, I sang along with that whole song. Be thankful I didn't have my mic live. And I'm going to get to sing along this weekend because that's where my daughters are taking me, as I get to go and see Heart. This will be the third time I get to see them. And third time with my youngest daughter. First time with my eldest daughter. So it's going to be fun. We're going to have a girls' weekend. So, yee-haw! It's been a long time since there's been a girls' weekend. Long, long, rough road to get here. But we made it back. We made it back. So there you go. Oh, Flash, it's not that kind of hard. You pervy bastard. And Meister Brow, you being a smartass, ain't you? That's okay. That's okay. I love smartasses. You're such a sweetheart. Okay, so let's go see who's talking where. Over here on Twitter, QT2 is telling jokes, most of them really bad. But that's okay. I also see Gary L is over here. Hey, Gary L, how are you doing, hon? Hope you're having an absolutely splendiferous day. And thank you, Grimner and Barman, for tweeting me out, letting everybody know that I am live. And hey there, Vinny, I see you too. Yee-haw! Yeah, the last blast. Whew, yeah. Well, I didn't even eat beans, although last night we had brats and sauerkraut. Yeah, good German food. I have German heritage, so I also got Indian heritage. So I basically I'm a frickin' Heinz 57, okay? So yeah, I'm not gonna elaborate on that anymore, just because Flash will take it to the dork side, because that's the way Flash rolls. Okay, so, hi, Ocelli, I see you over here as well. Okay, let's go look and see over here on Minds. All kind of people posting over here, and I did not check to see if the RLM shared over here, but I'm sure they did. Oh, there's Pocahontas. Oh, did you know, I had someone tell me the other day that they were wanting to put a woman's, redo the $20 bill and put a woman's face on there. And the original face that they wanted, actually when it was originally made, it had Pocahontas on it. But they couldn't go there. Imagine that. Yeah. Probably because there would be mass confusion because we got pokey hiney ass. Oh, well. Hi, everybody over on Minds. Over here on realliberty.org, that RLO site. Bobby Baines posting. Hey, Bobby Baines. Florida military bases move warships and aircraft ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Yeah, weather warfare. I saw something on Twitter, something about he who controls the weather controls the world, LBJ. Is that really an LBJ quote? I mean, I saw that and I thought, really? Brats and sauerkraut. That's right, Grim, that is some major. Brat, yeah, rocket fuel. And Flash is missing his beauty sleep. You know, if you would aim better, Flash, you wouldn't miss. Okay, so over here on the RLO, I see Rob Works, I see Bobby Bain, and I see Grimner over here. The lovely Miss Mary B. was on for a while as well. And thank you, Grimmy, for letting everybody over here know that I am live and in poison. Over here on Freedom's Network, that effing site, that wonderful sister site of RLO, we have got Grimmy letting everybody over here know that I am live and in person. We've also got the lovely Miss Estrella, who, booyah, slam dunk, that woman just flat out puts it out there. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah, I'm getting a text. Incoming! Let me see. Oh, it's from my youngest daughter. Oh, she's finally on her way. Okay. It's a 3-hour drive, so she'll be here late. So, okay. Let's see. What is this? Stay alert. More possible conflict. Oh. Gasoline. Oh, okay. Okay, Miss Estrella. You're posting stuff from all over the place. So, I also see Bob Renner was here for a while as well as Laid In and Cowboy Tech and, well, Grimmy. I've been to Mines. Haven't been to Fakebook. What's going on Fakebook? Oh, my God. I shared one on in my family page over here on Fakebook earlier today. Just to let them all know, it's every man for themselves. Because we're expecting such a cold winter, the squirrels are collecting more nuts than usual. So far, 3 of my relatives have disappeared. I'm going into hiding, obviously. So, yeah, my crazy family. And one of my cousins actually said that she suspects that we have a few cracked nuts that even the squirrels will pass by. Yeah, Vicky, that's probably... No, there ain't no probably. That is true. Other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on over here on Fakebook. Ooh, hey, there's Gary L. When all trees are cut down, when all the animals are dead, when all the waters are poisoned, when all the air is unsafe to breathe, only then will you discover you cannot eat money. Very well stated, Gary L. I know that's an old quote, but thank you, Gary L., for that words of wisdom. Okay, over here on In the Matrix, they are posting like crazy, but everybody is still stuck on Epstein, which I saw something else earlier today about the criminal case is now done with Epstein. Well, duh, are you going to dig him up from wherever he's in that dank, deep, dank, dark place? Wherever he's at? You going to dig him up and try him? I don't think so. He's either singing like a canary or, well, he's not 6 feet under yet. Or if he is, it was a very private ceremony. Very private. You will probably never know the exact circumstances. And you know what? There are some things I just flat ass don't want to know. If you get my drift. So, I don't know anything about the Clintons either. Just putting that out there. Actually, I really don't know anything, but man, just looking at those two and I get the creepy jeebies going on in my gut. It's like, oh man, yuck. Okay, so now that I said hey to Twitter and In the Matrix and Facebook and RealLiberty.org and Minds, how about I go over to RealLibertyMedia.com? And by the way, if you're listening in on Spreaker, come on over to RealLibertyMedia.com. Think of a nickname. Join the chat. Give me some static, and I'll give it back. So, maybe Mary can sell her stockpile of rocket... No, I'm going to need that rocket fuel for my mower. You know, because when gasoline is no longer working, I'm going to have to do something. It'll be natural gas, all right. Just so. You missed the intro, Prince. Oh, drat the luck. It's okay. I'm still here. I'm blither blathering. So, Oh, Grimmy. You're such a music snob. Oh, well. Actually, it wasn't originally... I can't remember who it was that did that originally. That's a remake. So, in any case, yeah, the Clintons are awesome and amazing at what they do. And you know what? I got to put this out there for y'all because you need to understand this, because karma is real, and what you put out into the universe does come back to you. So when you see someone do something absolutely diabolical, disgusting, grotesque, all that other fun stuff, please give them this blessing. I'm not telling you to, I'm just asking you, please give them this blessing. May you receive everything that you so richly deserve and that you have worked so hard and earned. Just leave it at that. Karma will take care of the rest. Karma's good at that. Now, over here in the RLM, right up top, I see Barman, the most splendiferous bot in the whole wide world, closely followed by Beetle. Hey, Beetle, are y'all moved in yet? Looky there, we got some Grimner going on. Grimmy is the RLM god, don't you know? The lovely Moose Goyle is also logged in. Grim, are you guys having Freaker's Ball tonight, or are you doing balls to the wall? Don't actually physically do that, because it sounds really painful. I also see Backward Bracket DC is going on, as well as Anti, and we got the Asmodeus Asmo. Looky there, we've got some Beth Z in the chit-chat, as well as Chalcedony. Yours truly is here, well, physically and somewhat mentally. IB Don C is also here, as well as Java Doctor 2. Got some Meisterbrow going on in the chat, as well as a Poopster and Prince. Hey, dudes, they had an awesome show last night, by the way. Those of you that, if you didn't listen in, go check it out, Poopster and Prince. Yeah, and I'm brain farting. Okay, scrolling, keep that cursor rolling, Grammy. The Power Hour with Poopster and Prince, that's what it's called. Yeah, check it out on the RLM channel, or go to reallibertymedia.com and go to the podcast. I think it's up there. I think it is, therefore I am. Let's see. Oh, Beth, bless your heart. You're such a sweetie. Okay. Maintain composure. Let's see. Who else is here? Poopster Prince. The lovely Miss Kate, who's playing Dodge with Dorian. And it's gray outside. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Bubba's talking to somebody. I also see Rob Woicks is here. Oh, somebody driving by. Yeah, see, I live out here in the boonies, so, you know, you see the light change, and, you know, somebody is driving by, because that's the excitement out here. Just, yeah. Okay. The lovely Miss Kate, please stay safe, sweetheart, because, yeah, those weather wars, they are freaking having a good time with that, aren't they? Let's pump it up. Let's amp it up. And why? Because they want to take out Trumpel-Stiltskin's building? What the? Talk about Petty. And we'll get to that here in just a little bit. No, I'm not talking about Tom Petty. He died. Okay, back to this. Rob Woicks. Hey, Rob Woicks, how you doing? Have you fired up the bubbler and I just missed it? I got stoned and I missed it. Yes, there, no, what, you, okay, there it is, I see it. I had to scroll. Scrolling, keep that cursor rolling, Grammy. Oh, you're updating your blog now. Sweet! Okay, that was Prince, by the way, not the artist formerly known as. We also got the lovely Miss Vanna White, the letter turner bot of the channel, and we got Vinny Vibrato. Ah, Vinny, well, you know, I would try to do that, but I was actually out mowing most of the day yesterday trying to beat the storms, and, yeah, when I cleaned up the mower and put it away, the storms went, well, this ain't going to be any fun. We lost our target, so they went away. So, yeah, but, yeah, a lot of ragweed out there, and so you're lucky I'm not sneezing my cabrainers out, because I was doing that earlier. Although, I oiled myself up, so not in the kinky way, Flash. Got some lemongrass, got some lavender. Mm-hmm, that helps. And a little bit of Zendocrine, because Zendocrine pulls the toxins out of your body, too. So, moving along. Where am I at? Focus, damn it. See, Flash, this is my problem. I've lost my focus. Probably would help if I had a camera, wouldn't it? I also see W4DKV is here, as well as Weather Dork. Weather Dork, Dude, seriously, do something about Dorian. He's getting out of hand. I also see Phantom is here, and once again, thank you, Phantom, for my awesome intro. I truly do appreciate it. We got CC66. CC66. Very interesting. Got a Kaskura going on, and the lovely Miss Soikles. Oh, Miss Soikles, you made my eyes leak a little bit before the show. And I'm still trying to maintain my composure, and I have to warn you, I may not. Just warning you. You know, Vinny, I actually do that. I have a tendency to sing while I'm mowing, and it, yeah. I think that's why everybody leaves me alone. Of course, I've also earned the nickname around here of the mower lady, so, you know, go figure. Oh, well. Soikles, the lovely Soikles. I also see Cyborg Noodle may be touched by his noodly goodness. And by the way, don't you know, today is Apostopherian Holy Day. Every Friday is Apostopherian Holy Day, so may you be touched by his noodly goodness. Arg. Now, I also see Duh is in the chat. I love that name. Duh. Probably because I've been saying it a lot. And I do have to tell you, my baby sis, when she was baby and first learning to talk, that's what she called me. I think until she was 4 years old, she called me Duh. So yeah, it's one of the nicknames that I've had throughout my life. And Siv is also here, as well as Flash Somebody. And Flash Somebody does a dork table on Saturdays. I hope you have a grand time with that tomorrow, Flasher. I'll be on the road again. I also see Frumpy Woik is here. Why are you working so hard, Frumpy? Holy mokes. Got some Grommet in the chat, as well as JJ's, 99 JJ's from Scotland. How are you doing, sweetheart? Got some Matt, WJ2002. A Ponder Gander is here. He's a pondering and a gandering. And he's gandering in that window, and you know cops are coming. Don't be pondering too long, Vinny. I also see some Pompa Pompa Ponsauce in here, as well as the real Donnie Wu. Not the fake, not the imitation, not the Donnie Wu light. It's the real Donnie Wu. Some Sock Puppet is also down in Florida. Be careful, hun. Don't blow away. If you need, I'll send my flying monkeys. Flying monkeys, too. Yeah, that, too. Got some Smartass, the smartass bop that's... Honey, we need to talk. And to round out the crew, the one, the only, the holiest Roger ever. Ever. Oh, Meisterbrow loves bacon. Bacon. Oh. Why, thank you, Cycles. Thank you. Now, speaking of Florida, I got to tell you, I got two articles. One is from Babylon Bee, and one is not. And I'm going to let you try and figure out which one is which. In the great state of Florida, leftists stand in midst of storm, signaling hurricane to go kill their political opponents. And they are, seriously. I've been seeing shit all over the place on Twitter and even on Facebook. And it's like, what is wrong with you people? Something very wrong with them. Man, talk about being out of balance. In the great state of Florida, as yet another hurricane, although this is a himicane, unless it's a gender-neutral hurricane, and then why is it still called a hurricane if it's gender-neutral? It should just be a windicane. There you go. I coined the phrase, windicane. Sounds like a wendigo, but it's a windicane. In any case, it's approaching the Florida coast this evening, and people still apparently live in Florida for some reason. I haven't figured it out either, but you know, apparently these people that live there like it. The brave leftist warriors are deployed into the middle of the storm in order to signal the hurricane to go kill their political opponents. Progressive organizations sent humanitarian workers everywhere the storm was set to make landfall to make sure the hurricane got the message that it was to do as much damage as possible, as long as it was only bringing death and destruction to those they disagree with, because they're so inclusive, don't you know? "Begone, ye foul storm! Go back from whence you came," shouted one leftist as he signaled with a traffic control wand. They broke out the big guns, didn't they? "Well, not from whence you came, actually, but Mar-a-Lago is right that way. You can't miss it. It's a big building. Lots of people who will probably get hurt. But that's totally cool because they're associating with Trumple Stillskin, and he's a bad orange man." Okay, he's got a funky haircut. And he's comical. I do have to say that. I find amusement in some of the weirdest places, and I find him amusing. For now, I'll just leave it at that. "Now go, fell beast of wind and water, and do my bidding to crush Trump and the right," he bellowed and cackled madly. He then got hit with a stop sign. Why? Because karma. It's like I told you, be careful what you put out there. Please be so kind as to say, "I wish upon you only that which you have worked so hard to achieve and earn and deserve. May you be blessed with all that you put out there." And see, karma did the trick. Karma did the trick. Now, my second article. He pointed a finger gun at his neighbor, and it's a crime. Pennsylvania court rules. Well, let's hope that thing doesn't go off. Apparently, on a warm day in June of 2018, Stephen Kirchner was walking with a fellow neighbor when they came upon Josh Klingensen's yard. Not whatever. They were not friendly with Klingensen. Who gave you that last name? Dude, seriously. It's like he sprained my tongue and I didn't even say it right. In fact, the woman walking with Kirchner, Elaine Nator, had a no contact order against Klinger. There you go. I'll just do Klinger. Because, you know, MASH and that kind of stuff, who also happened to be outside mulching his yard in Manortown, Pennsylvania. This was as the two neighbors passed. Now, Kirchner stopped, and the two men made eye contact. It was all fun and games, making eye contact, until Kirchner raised his arm. He pointed a finger like a gun and made a recoil motion as if to suggest he had shot him. Huh. As the Pennsylvania Supreme Court described it, and ended up getting charged with criminal disorderly conduct as a result. Now, after fighting the case for more than a year, a Pennsylvania State Appeals Court has upheld Kirchner's conviction on the misdemeanor offense. It's a misdemeanor because he missed the mean old guy. If he'd have got him, it wouldn't be a misdemeanor. But the ruling this week that the 64-year-old's finger gun pointing served no legitimate purpose and recklessly risked provoking a dangerous altercation. Egad and gadzooks. Oh, the human it is. Oh, I'll call him a Klingon. Good idea, Grim. Good idea. So, we concluded that there was sufficient evidence that Kirchner's act of mimicking his shooting Klingon created a hazardous condition, said Judge Maria McLaughlin. Now, Kirchner argued his actions were so minimal that they shouldn't even be considered criminal. Well, you know, when you live in a society of perpetual butthurt, this is what happens. Apparently, a mere hand gesture, albeit in a rough form of a gun, couldn't possibly arise to the standard of disorderly conduct, he argued, and he had no intent to cause public alarm or create hazardous conditions. So I wonder, if I do the single finger salute, if I do it upside down, well, it looks like an upside down single finger salute. But if I turn up the volume just a little bit, is that being overly aggressive? Could I be charged with criminal mischief? Mischief? Oh, mischief is fun. How about I give you a double single finger salute just to let you know you're number one with both hands? How's that sound? Oy. Apparently, it's not uncommon for people to be arrested for making the gesture, or for school children to be disciplined for pointing finger guns at other kids and saying, pow, 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 in class. There goes playing cowboys and Indians. I always root for the Indians. Just saying. And especially in the wake of the school shootings. That's a really big no-no. Finger guns might be as harmless as a corny way to say hello or to shoot some imaginary thing, but in the eyes of Popo and school administrators, if a person on the receiving end of the pretend gun feels threatened, it's criminal behavior or grounds for suspension. Now, I'm sorry, but I have got to put this out there. I am not responsible for your feels. I am in no way ever going to take on the responsibility for your feels. Your feels are your feels. My feels are mine. I am never going to blame you for how I feel. Okay? Grow up, people. Pull up your big boy tighty-whities or your big girl panties. Or if you go commando, hey, don't get the zipper. In any case, take it from the Pennsylvania Superior Court, Kirchner may not have intended to cause public alarm, but nevertheless he did, because a woman called 911 on him, the court said. Oh, a woman called 911. This other person was so traumatized, they couldn't, wait for it, dial the phone. I know, that's an antiquated phrase, isn't it? Dial the phone, because you don't dial it anymore. And have you watched any of those videos of kids trying to make a phone call on a rotary phone? Frickin' hilarious. But, yeah, he couldn't do it because he's so traumatized he had to have someone else do it for him. Oh, well. The June 7, 2018 incident was captured on surveillance video, which Klingon had installed at his home because he'd felt threatened before by someone doing the pinky at him, which is just a little bird because he ain't worth the full kernel. He did this due to ongoing confrontations between him and Natur. And it's unclear what led to the rocky relationship or the no-contact order. Still, it wasn't easy for the woman to avoid Klingon's house. The alleyway Natur and Kirchner were walking through passes by his home on the way to where she lives. Kirchner, wearing baseball shorts and flip-flops, because he was being a fashion statement for the neighborhood, said that when he stopped, Klingon flipped him the bird with both hands. Ah! So see, he started it with the double single finger salute. Okay. So, he started it. Man, break out the litter box. Or sand in the preschool play box. However you want to look at that. So Kirchner simply returned the gesture, walking away. He seemed to be smiling, at least according to the grainy surveillance. But Yvonne Rodriguez, it wasn't funny. Rodriguez saw the exchange from her front porch and felt insecure. Once again, Yvonne, no one else is responsible for your feels or your feeling except for you, darling. Apparently her insecurity led her to calling the police. And Klingon also said that Kirchner's gun-like hand gesture made him feel extremely threatened. feels. Now, Kirchner acted with a reckless disregard of creating a risk of public harm, as evidenced by the fact that an eyewitness on a neighboring property contacted 911 because Kirchner's actions caused her to feel insecure, the court wrote. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. This shouldn't have even made it into the first court. The police should have laughed their ass off, come over and said, y'all really need to grow up. But no, this is the legal system at work. Doesn't that make you feel special? Special. Like special ed. Like maybe you need a helmet, hon. Do you drive a short bus? Just curious. This isn't the first time a court has been asked to make a ruling on the issue when finger gun pointers have challenged their convictions. In 2017, a Florida court ruled that pointing a finger gun at an off-duty police officer was not protected First Amendment speech. The ex-con, who was arrested for disorderly conduct over the gesture, had told the officer, "Officer Hernandez, I got you now. Tag, you're it." You know, it's people blowing this shit out of proportion that makes us see more of this shit, because someone else gets an idea and goes, well, if they can do it. Hey, so, as almost everyone who is ever a child can testify, no one has ever been killed or injured by forming fingers into the shape of a gun and dropping the hammer, a.k.a. thumb. That's from Assistant Public Defender Paul Nunez. And he wrote that in his motion, asking the court to declare the disorderly conduct law unconstitutional, which I think it should be. There's no objective true threat here from that gesture. Have you ever stopped to realize that if you take Florida and you detach it from continental United States and you lay it on its side, it's a gun or a penis with a really wilted sack? Moving along. Hey, I gotta go out blazing here. But again, the court found the cop felt threatened and feared for her life. Therefore, it was a true threat. In another finger gun case in May, a homeless man, once again in Florida, was arrested for making finger guns at passers-by and mouthing the word boom. He had been previously warned that his actions were scaring people. And in a case of road rage last year, a 58-year-old Ohio man was arrested on an aggravated menacing charge for allegedly making a finger gun at a driver in front of him, causing the man to fear that he would be shot. Fear porn everywhere. Get out of the fear matrix, peeps. Good God. Bunch of fraidy cats. Now, as the Washington Post reported in 2013, in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook shooting, play fighting between kids at school using imaginary guns and crossbows was seen by school administrators as misbehavior. In one case in Virginia, 8-year-old boy pointed a finger gun at his friend in the hallway and was suspended for threatening to harm himself or others. The next year, the same thing happened to a 10-year-old boy in an Ohio school after he pointed a finger gun at his friend's head and said, boom. I'm thinking that's parental shit right there is what I'm thinking. Parents, do your job. So how much of a threat can it really be for a 10-year-old to hold up his fingers? The boy's father asked CNN. Oh, CNN. I would like for somebody to explain this to me, because apparently I don't get it. This is way over the boundary, which I have to agree. For Kirchner, the punishment for his disorderly conduct conviction is a $100 fine plus court costs. And now we see what's going on, as if we didn't know already. Cha-ching. It's all about the money and controlling your behavior. His attorney told AP they did not plan to appeal after the Tuesday ruling. Now, I will tell you, this last one is from the Washington Post. but it sounds more like the Babylon Bee. Wow. Frickin' amazing how ignorant things have gotten. And it is ignorant, because you are ignoring common sense that is not so common anymore, but you are most definitely ignoring any attempts at it from anyone else. Lord Almighty. Is that finger loaded? I don't know, Java Doctor 2. Did it just come out of someone's nose? You know, that's usually what we said when I was a kid. It was fingers loaded. You know, as they flicked it at someone. Ew. That's the only way a finger could do any kind of... And usually if when my brothers did that, I would go... Because, yeah, that just grossed me out for some dumb reason. It just... Yeah. And kids eating. No, I'm not going to go there. Because that'll make me want to go woofty as well. Okay, I'm going to go over and check out the pig. Just because. And the pig has disappeared from my shortcuts. What the hell? There we go. There it is. See what happened this date in history. The 30th of August. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Pigster guys are behind today again. This is Thursday, August 29th. Y'all, seriously, compact that defecation, okay? So, the word of the day is epiphany. You know, one of those Acme light bulb moments. It's that moment of clarity when you finally realize that the only way to get your slacker son out of the house is shoving dynamite up his butt and then lighting the fuse. Oh, it's called a suppository with the bang. Oops. In the quotable quotes section, we live in a society exquisitely dependent on science and technology, in which hardly anyone knows anything about science and technology. Thank you, Carl Sagan. And yeah, we need to stop being so reliant and dependent on science and technology. Because science, really? Seriously? Have you looked at some of the science out there lately? I happen to agree with Mark Passio. It is most definitely scientism. It is a religious belief system. And just like any other control mechanism, scientism, religiosity, government, belief in external authority. Yeah, they're all make-believe. All of them. Okay, so in their tasty tidbits section today, they have chasing a little white ball. Golf balls are like eggs. They are white. They are sold by the dozen. And a week later, you have to buy more. I don't know. I don't play golf. I don't even do putt-putt. It's like boring as hell. So, moving along. Down here on this date in history, August the 30th or the 29th, I don't know, with these guys. 1533, the last Incan king of Peru, Atahualpa? He's not going to correct me. It was 1533. He had a terminally crappy day when he's murdered on orders of some greedy asshat named Francisco Pizarro. Damn tourists. You know, that's why we can't have nice things. Damn tourists. Apparently, he's most definitely, terminally crappy day. This date in history. In 1786, in Springfield, Massachusetts, Daniel Shays stages a revolt against oppressive nanny state debt and ruinous taxes. Maybe it's time to clone him and finish what he started. I'm thinking, yeah, because the government is pretty freaking revolting, so why can't we revolt at them? I mean, they're already revolting. So, you know, a little bit more revolt coming at them, they ain't going to notice. Also, this date in history, in 1877, 25 years after Mormons create celestial marriage, a.k.a. polygamy, their most fruitful multiplier, Brigham, 27 wives and 56 children young, receives room temperature, probably from exhaustion. I'm thinking it was a welcome relief. Seriously, 27 wives. And imagine if even just half of them were on the rag at the same time. I wonder if he spent a lot of time in the wilderness. Oh, well, that was this date in history over here on PIGazette.com, where Hambo and Porcus reign supreme. And that's probably the type of pizza that they order for the pig bunker as well, to go and then wash it down with their brewskis, because that's how they roll, those crazy guys. Now, I think I am going to go back and find one more fun one from Babylon B. And then I have a little something for you. Babylon B. Facts, logic, are banned from the next Democratic debate for being tools of the alternate right. Because, yeah, they're scary. And they're really hard to throw out that feels card when someone throws facts at you. It sucks. So now that the 10 candidates have been finalized for the next demon-crapic presidential debate, the ground rules for the debate are being decided. One early rule is to ban all use of facts and logic from the debate, as they've increasingly been the tool of the far-right extremists and have fallen out of favor with demon-craps and their progressive base. This feels like a good decision, said Pocahontas Warren, who, in the spirit of the new rules, does not plan to think about it very hard. Warren has often called Trump's labeling her Pocahontas a racist claim, and a charge that only really works if you don't use facts and logic to analyze it much. Also, it will only hurt your feelings if you value his opinion. If you do not value his opinion, why the hell does it bother you? Huh? Now, while facts and logic have been a favored tool of POTUS Trump, they have been frequently used by violent right-wing extremists like Ben Shapiro and are seen by most of the left as outright hostile acts. Some candidates, like the Burn, Feel the Burn Sanders, have long rallied against logic, especially math, which is a subset of logic, as it is mainly used to poke holes in their large-scale government plans. We're trying to help people, which just seems so right, Sanders explained at a rally. And you want to scare people with your logic of why it won't work. That's violence. I've been assaulted by logic. No, that's not anything near like blinded me with science. So don't write a song about it, okay? Or do. Make it a country song. Shit. Now, with this new rule and the narrower field, viewers can expect a spirited, emotional debate. One topic the candidates are expected to cover is the minimum wage, with the candidates throwing out numbers that should be until one just feels right. Now, mind you, they are going to throw out these numbers, but you can be guaranteed they're not going to pay their staffers that. Because, well, you don't need that money. We're just trying to bankrupt the government. Nitwits. Nitwits! Yes, the world is full of nitwits. Most definitely. And I am a knitter. And I have a little bit of wit. But I guess I have been called a nitwit too. So I'll just kind of move along. Okay, so this is my last show. At least for a while. I'm not saying forever and ever and ever, because Flasher has told me don't ever say never. So, and I have learned through experience, don't ever say never. Because as soon as you say, I'll never do that, you wind up doing it. So, this is my last show for a while. And I know that I've told you this before, but whenever I do, you know, at the closing of a show, I always tell you, I love you all, and I wish you all enough. So, this is where that came from. Recently, I overheard a father and daughter in their last moments together. They had announced her departure, and standing by the security gate, they hugged and said, I love you, I wish you enough. She in turn said, Daddy, our life together has been more than enough. Okay. And I wish you enough too, Daddy. They kissed and she left. He walked over toward the window where I was seated, and standing there I could see he wanted and needed to cry. I tried not to intrude on his privacy, but he welcomed me in by asking, Do you ever say goodbye to someone knowing that it will be forever? I'm not implying that, by the way, y'all, but this is where this came from. Yes, I have, I replied. Saying that brought back memories that I had expressed my love and appreciation for all my dad had done for me. And recognizing that his days were limited, I took the time to tell him face to face how much he meant to me. So I knew what this man was experiencing. Forgive me for asking, but why is this a forever goodbye? To which he responded, I am old and she lives much too far away. I have challenges ahead, and the reality is, the next trip back will be for my funeral. So when you were saying goodbye, I heard you say, I wish you enough. May I ask what that means? And he began to smile. Excuse me. Wow, I didn't think it'd be this hard. Okay. That's a wish that's been handed down from other generations. My parents used to say it to everyone. He paused for a moment, and looking up as if trying to remember it in detail, he smiled even more. When we said, I wish you enough, we were wanting the other person to have a life filled with just enough good things to sustain them. I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive. And I wish you enough pain so that the smallest joys in life appear much bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. And I wish you enough loss to appreciate all that you possess. I wish you enough hellos to get you through the final goodbye. Wow. That was harder than I thought it would be. Thanks, Grim. Oh, my goodness. So, got to stop this. Whew. Okay, always leave them laughing. And that's pretty much taking me back to the schedule, because tomorrow, well, actually, later on this evening, is a Freaker's Ball with Grimner and Moose Girl. And if it ain't the Freaker's Ball, it'll be Balls to the Wall. And, whew. Grimmy, please don't put your balls on the wall, because, man, that just the mental images sounds painful. So, please, yeah, don't do that. Then I'd have to call you Walnut. In any case, oh, man, I'm such a sap. Tomorrow at noon Eastern Time is Flasher Rooney Dork with the Dork Table here on the RLM. I'm sure he's going to probably have Vinny join in. Maybe Moose Coil, maybe not. Somebody else might join in. I don't know. I won't be able to play, but I'm hoping the next weekend I will be around to play along. But I will, like I said, be having Girls Weekend. So, then Sunday at noon Eastern Time is Grimmy. He's going to be jumping on the radio and playing some blues for you, and a rousing game of trivia is going to be going on in the chat. So, I hope y'all have a good time with that. I won't be playing, but I will be thinking of you as I'm getting ready to go see Heart in concert. So there, nanny nanny boo boo. Also, directly following Grimm is going to be Hal Anthony, who's going to open up a can of whoop-ass on your ass behind the woodshed. Always, always excellent brain food. Thank you ever so much, Hal, for all that you bring to the table. And speaking of bringing to the table, on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, hopefully I will be back in time for that. Grimm is going to be jumping on the radio. What was that, Grimmy? Oh, the so-called elitist balls to the wall. Oh, honey, they're not elitists, okay? Actually, those are the leeches. And if I leave nothing else for you guys, they are the leeches that be. They are not the powers that be. They have no power except for what you imagine that they have. They have no power. Stop giving them yours. They are the leeches that be. They are leeching your time. They are leeching your energy. They are leeching your power. They are leeching your beliefs. They are leeching your security. They are the leeches that be. Not elite. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Those that are the elites in the crowd are the ones that fight the leeches by saying, nope, not me. You ain't sucking any more of my lifeblood. I'm done with yo ass. Those are the elites in the crowd. Just like they always say, Schittlery or whomever says they're above the law. Listen, dumbass, everybody's above the law. Unless they do something so despicable, so depraved, something that violates natural law, such as being a thief or a liar, which are basically the same thing. I mean, when you steal someone, when you tell a lie, you're stealing someone's ability to understand the truth. So you're still a thief. Everybody is above the law because the law is the foundation that we're supposed to all be playing on. And when you break the law, you're breaking that foundation and you're cracking what holds this, whatever this is, together. So everyone is above the law until they break the law. And that's why it's called sinking to the bottom of the barrel, or to the depths of depravity. That's what it really is. But in this bass-ackwards, topsy-turvy world, they tell you no one's above the law. Y'all are. Don't fall for their shit. Okay? You're smarter than that. You are the elites. They are the leeches. Remember that. And yeah, who are they? Where did they come from anyway? And what do they really want? And why do they get to call the shots? Not anymore. Once you realize they're the leeches, pour salt on them and move along. Now back to, I had to do that. I had to get that out of my system. To the schedule. Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Grimm is going to be bringing some tasty brain food, some Grimm's leftovers to the table. We got a dork table and we got brain food coming from Hal Anthony and Grimmy. Man, dorky is the fun stuff and educational from time to time. And then the other guys are most definitely. Thank you guys for all that you do. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on Channel 14, is the Ocelli Effect. Always check that out. Tuesday morning for those of us in the real world, not you crazy people over there in Denmark. I love you. Flasharunu Dork will be on at 2 a.m. Eastern Time for In a Perfect World. You know, I won't stay up. Sorry. I can't. It's past my bedtime. I just can't do it. Sorry. And then, I'm going right past Wednesday because I won't be doing it anymore. On Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Flash Rooney's going to be jumping on the radio with 20% off. And y'all know he marked it up 30%. Y'all know. So just tell him, Jew him a bit, because he's a Jewy bastard anyway. And then, Thursday evening, the new show in the RLM schedule. At 11 p.m. Eastern Time, the Power Hour with Poopster and Prince. It has been wonderful, wonderful, exciting, silly, and sometimes frustrating ride. But it has been a ride, and life is a ride. So buy the ticket and enjoy it. I know I have. I've had a grand time. Did I ever get beads at Mardi Gras? Never been to Mardi Gras. Really had no desire to ever go. But I've gotten beads in Vegas. Does that count? Oh, well. Now, we have had Mardi Gras parties out here local, and I've gotten beads there, too. But also danced on a pool table or two. But that was a long time ago. So... Oh, you and Vinny have worked it out? Good deal, Flasharoony Dork. Oh, well, I think I've prattled and blathered and gone on long enough. And I need to kind of sort of get my shit together because I have a daughter coming. And I need to get some supper ready. And I also need to write that last blog, at least for a while. So thank you all, once again, for listening in. For playing along, and for just being such frickin' elite people. Y'all are awesome. I love you all. And I wish you all enough. Good night.